Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We're going to take a quick look at Cowboys Twitter here. As today is the final day of the optional team activities. Everything's mandatory after this, including mini camp next week. And then, holy cow, we're all seeing Oxnard real soon. I think we pull in on what, the 26th? Is that right? Something like that?
Ooh, 25th, 26th? I think the 25th is when we fly out.
The day before.
And August 8th is when we come back.
So, yeah, we'll be there for 2 weeks, and, you know, we'll definitely be all over it for you. So it's pretty amazing how we're never really out of season, and by the time that all the free agency and draft is done, then you're into the OTAs, it's like, holy cow, I've been looking forward to something that's about 4 to 5 weeks out for the entire offseason, then bam, it's here. So it's a good opportunity to talk about what we expect the Cowboys to be capable of. We've not only had free agency in the draft, but now a good look in OTAs of hearing the guys talk about stuff and seeing what we can see from how they're lining up in practice. And a lot of people are believing now that Kellen Moore is going to update this offense into the 21st century. Of course, with the help of Jason Garrett and John Kitten and all that and his lieutenants. But, you know, I think that was an important component of expectations, right? I don't think this team's going to run as much. I think this team's going to score about 5-6 more points per game than they've been doing.
You know, I also wonder, since you brought up John Kitna, I just wonder how much it actually does help him that he went and coached multiple different high school programs. See, because Jason Garrett wants to only coach Highland Park. I want to coach, and I'm not saying Highland Park, but I need to coach all these kids that are considered, like, they have all this premium access to premium coaches. And so when I get them, it's like, hey, we can just beat them because of, like, what if you had to take a team, and I'll just throw out, like, like Sunset's not very good at football since they're in my neighborhood. What if he had to take those kids? And now, Jason, you have to take these kids that every time they take the field, for the most part, they're going to be less talented than the team they're playing against. Can you, through practice and game planning and mixing it up, can you figure out how to beat South Oak Cliff? Or, you know, like, I think Jason would be like, no, we're going to just beat them. We're going to. Here we're going to line up and we're going to beat them, right? And and I know John Kitna probably got to coach some really good programs. I know one was Waxahachie because that was the one here in the Metroplex. But I bet that makes you a better coach when you did play professionally and you have to go back and coach high school. And you're like, now I might have times where, look, no doubt about it, no brainer, we're not as talented as the other team. I have a week to figure out how to beat this team that is better than us. They have a better quarterback. They have a better defense. They have whatever's better.
I think that's massively important.
Yeah, so I think John Kitna may be coaching high school, and I'm not saying he has a lot to do with it because he is just the quarterback's coach, but I bet that that really will help him if he's just now going to transition to just coaching professionally.
And Jeff, I'd love your opinion on it, but I think that's why so much of the innovation in the future of the game comes from those amateur ranks where you have a lot more brilliant coaches dealing at a talent disadvantage. They got to come up with cool stuff.
Yeah, that's what makes it weird is the teams that have the talent advantage never want to take advantage of whatever advantages are out there. They're like, no, we have
Let's
the talent.
Let's play it safe.
Yeah, and I guess that's what it is, right? It's just this overwhelming conservative nature of we are better than them. So if we don't do something terribly awful.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about that. They're all wrong.
Yeah.
Like the coaches who think that running the ball protects their quarterback, it doesn't. You're hurting him. Because I was looking at some numbers yesterday, and when you compare even the all-time great running backs, the number of times that they make a big run versus the number of times that they have no gain or lose yards. You lose yards more often than you pop big plays running the ball.
Yeah.
So, like, the idea in their head is, well, if we run the ball, since we get four something to carry, we're going to get 4 yards, then we're going to get 4 yards, we're going to be at third and two. Well, that's not how averages work. Now, it's an average, but you're going to have a 40-yard run. You're going to have some negative threes. You're going to have an eight. So, it's like, more often than not, what you do is, let's take Dak Prescott. We're trying to protect our young quarterback. The way we're going to do that is we're going to run the ball a lot. Because if we run the ball on first down, on average, what's it going to be? Second and six or second and five? So then it should be 3rd-and-2 or 3rd-and-1. But more often than not, what you end up with is 3rd-and-6.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, now we have to pass quarterback, and they know we have to pass. So our goal was to protect you and get you 3rd-and-short. But you know what the best way to do that is? Have you throw it on 1st-down. Man, but teams are terrified to do it.
I know we were going to get into some of these over-unders, but that's such an interesting conversation piece. Couldn't you add to it that when you load the box and then don't run, you have guys coming downhill at your quarterback already?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I think it's interesting that coaches, what they're trying to do is protect their quarterback. And the way that they're trying to protect their quarterback is the exact opposite of what would actually do it. Hmm. It's really insane how far behind some football teams are.
Okay, how about some of these over-under, and salute to our buddy at Bobby Belt TX for posting some of these. Zeke rushing yards, over-under, 1,400. That's a lot. I'll say it again. I think they're going to become so much more efficient passing the ball that they're going to say, no. We need to make sure we're taking the most advantage every time we hand Zeke the ball, and that is with the defense thinking pass. So I think this is the year where they transition back into more of a passing team. Can you go that far, Jeff?
Yes, and I'll go under, because I think a safe number of carries for Zeke is somewhere between, 300 and 320, if you had to guess it. Now, maybe he will have 350 or 360, and if he does, he'll probably go over 1,400 yards, but 300 carries, if he got 5 yards a carry, he'd go over.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet it's a good number.
Yeah.
I'll take under. I bet he finishes with 13-something.
They're really interested in getting other guys on the field as well. How about Randy Gregory games played? This number is big.
No one knows.
He put the over-under at 11.5.
I think that's super optimistic.
What was the number for Zeke? Because I just did the math.
1,400 yards.
Over. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate. I'm going to put him at about 1,600 yards rushing, and then he's going to get another, I believe, 400
catch for
yards.
Six. Oh, he'll have more than four.
Yeah.
I'll take the over on 400 yards receiving.
I think he'll get over 2,000 yards, and as long as he gets to play all 16 games.
I'll tell you the easiest over for me is Dak touchdown passes, set it at 24.5.
How many times has he gone over that in his career?
I don't know.
I mean, I know that in theory, it's going to be different. Let me see. Hold on. Let me check
one
real quick.
One or two?
Zero.
Zero? He hadn't had more than 20.
Yeah, he's never thrown 24 touchdowns in a season. He's thrown 23, 22, 22.
Wow.
I'll take the over also.
Oh, how about Dak interceptions? 9.5. What's his pick number been each year?
4, 13, 8.
So betting the under historically would be, but I think they're going to be asking him to do more. Is it going to be more wide open targets or more, you know, tight window balls? I'm not sure.
I'm going to go over on a lot of these, and maybe I'm just too positive on this team. And last time I was too positive, I know that they didn't make the playoffs and went 9-7, and it was a free win at the end of the year to not be 8-8. But I just think that this is going to be a really good team, and I think it's going to be the best team in the NFC. And look, I don't say that a lot. I did mess up, I guess, and I just didn't see how much the Zeke thing would play into the chemistry of the team when he was like, is he playing? Is he not playing? Okay, on Friday we found out he is playing again, and then he'd have to go through the whole process, and that probably put a lot of strain on the team. But I think that this team is going to end up probably winning 11 or 12 games, and they probably need to win 12 to make sure they get a bye, because that is one of the most important things in professional football now, is to be one of the top two seeds. But I think they're going to do that. I really think they're going to be at least in the NFC Championship game this year.
Yeah, I'm ultra positive as well with this club, Mike. Maybe we'll have time for more of those over-unders later in the program. It's time to go around the NFL coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.